Well, Eric Severide, what about our own society?
Ed, I really think we're changing very rapidly in our minds and in our matter. There's a certain swing away from preoccupation with great international themes and issues and toward a preoccupation with our personal, family, community problems, our health, our juveniles, our neuroses, our cars, gadgets, and sports. The television ratings show this, so do the new emphases in big magazines and papers. We're interested in the problems and the opportunities of our wealth and leisure. We seem to be in a period at least superficially like the 20s. And in physical and economic terms, the change is rather breathtaking. It's a new country just in the last 10 or 15 years. Bigness is everything. The old family-sized farm is disappearing. The overall profits of big business grow, while those of small business shrink. The number of mergers is incredible. Hundreds of corporate mergers this year in manufacturing and mining alone. Hundreds of bank mergers. Even labor has merged into a giant semi-monopoly. But there are fewer individual business titans with great personal power as we used to have, because ownership is being more widely spread, including a lot of employee ownership. I think, all in all, Ed, that we're tending to become smaller individual cogs in bigger mass machines. Now, the material result, of course, is fabulous. We seem to have truly discovered the Midas touch. The question is, do we pay a price in moral and intellectual terms as we more and more work and think and dress alike? As big government, big press, and big business tend toward a kind of coalescing, are we losing our individuality, our moral toughness, our courage to think and speak differently? One American puts it this way. He says it's like great jagged mountain peaks melting down into one vast level molten mass.
I wish I had said that, because I believe it to be true, Eric.
Well, I rather do too, Ed, and it seems to me the great question now for our country is whether this is the way to strength and to world leadership, or the way to some kind of terrible ultimate weakness.
And these, you think, are the real national issues for this country today?
I do.